We are under siege, part 7. The foreshore is littered with beautiful trees. It would be such a shame to see that natural beauty destroyed by the carelessness of one who doesn't know any better. I can't stress enough the danger myrtle rust would be to our trees. The young are most vulnerable. New leaves, new shoots, new fruits and new flowers. Compare it to a new strain of disease being introduced to human beings with no clue as to what might hit them when it happens. The stems and the leaves of the tree will very quickly suffer mutilation, with the inevitable consequence of death to the plant. Things to take into consideration would be that an outbreak of a very tense infection could outright kill the infected trees and shrubs of the myrtle family. I didn't realise that a single myrtle rust spore is absolutely invisible to the naked eye, but when you get a cluster of them together, then they are far more easily spotted and appear to us as bodies of yellow rust on the stems and leaves. As with the disease affecting us as humans, a rash type of symptom could help you identify what's coming next. Only the rash I'm talking about are abrasions to the leaves and stems looking like yellow dots or patches. It should also be noted that these same patches could even be purple and black coloured splotches as well. The leaves might even look like they've erupted with a very bright yellow dust type of texture. Don't be surprised to discover that any young plants will easily lose their leaves and stems through buckling, twisting, and generally just dying off. Once these abrasions are noticeable, then it's already too late. The spores have already begun to scatter themselves around, and there's no turning back once this process has begun. And that is the end of part 7.